Okay, in this video, I'm going to be going over the Asperger's checklist. This is going to be the ultimate guide for you to ace every single part of your life like that. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here, you've stumbled across this video and you want to learn more, then make sure to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell so you don't miss out. Also, if you're watching over on Facebook, hi there. Also, give this page a follow and a like so you don't miss a video, because like, it's super important that we stay connected because you're amazing. Okay guys, so before we get started, I'd just like to read out some questions from people who sent me over on my Instagram account. And if you aren't already following me on Instagram, make sure you do that, because I have exclusive content over there. I might pick your question out to do a video and call you out in a video. But I also do exclusive content on my Instagram, and you can hit me up on the DMs on Instagram. That's super cool. Okay, so this question is from Jay and Scott Fallerton, and they said, how can you overcome your emotions and thoughts being so strong? Well, the thing about emotions and thoughts, the emotions come from the fact that your thoughts are so strong. But when you have negative thoughts coming into your brain, these are called involuntary negative thoughts. So the things that you don't want to think about, but they just come in anyway, they just sneak in there because you're not trying, it's involuntary. But you have no control over that. What you do have control over is voluntary positive thought. So if you have a negative thought come into your head, try to think of a positive thing to push into your head, because then it'll push the negative thing out. And that is how you deal with that. It's awesome. It's an old Buddhist thing and a mindfulness training thing. So definitely try that out. Let me know how you get on. Leave me a comment. So guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. Like I said, make sure you head over to Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and all those things, because I'm on all those platforms and we just have a lot of fun. So it's going to be cool. So the Asperger's checklist. Now, a lot of people on the autism spectrum want to be able to ace their life, you know, be the ultimate version of them. And I've spent my life kind of trying to make all these hacks and tips and tricks so that I can really narrow down the things that have helped me through my life so far that are gonna be the best version of me. I don't know if that makes any sense. So I wanted to hand them over to you. So I've got like 9 things that I've listed out that I use to help me in my daily life, which is my ultimate like guides, my ultimate Asperger's checklist hacks. And I'm also gonna leave them in a PDF download for you guys in the description below. So, you know, at the end of this video, you wanna download like a PDF version of this guide to have like a bit more fun, you can do that. It'll be a link to my website down below. So definitely check that out. So before we get started, let me know if you are on the spectrum and you're watching this because you wanna learn more about it, or you're a parent of somebody who's on the spectrum. So, you know, let me know in the comments down below. I love reading and responding to every single comment. So please do that. Okay, so. I'm pumped to get this list done. The Asperger's check.
I think you want to broadcast a message.
No.
Is that right?
No. Stop. Alexa, stop. Okay, so number one. This is really interesting. I'm super excited to get this checklist done. So, number one is always be open and honest with your friends and like the people you live with, be it your family or your roommates. And why this is important is because these are the people that you spend most of your time with, and these are the people who are gonna be your support network. These are the people who are the people who you go to when you have issues. These are the people that you go to, you know, to sort out dinner reservations, or like, you know, they are your family at the end of the day. The people you live with and the people who you spend most of your time with. It's important to be open with them and discuss the things that impact you in your life, because that is going to save you a bunch of hassle in the future, where if something comes up, you'll be like, oh, you know, I have this issue, and then they'd be like, oh, you never told us about this before. And so it'd be nice to actually just have a kind of like a heads up, if you will. So number two is my favorite one, and that is use technology to help you organize your days. So I use a bunch of things. I actually have an app on my phone called Teemo, and I actually have that same app on my Apple Watch. But basically you plan out your day with Teemo, and then it kind of like can be put through to your watch so that it keeps you in track with everything for your day. Like if you know, so say you want to remember, like you've got a whole schedule for your day, like I'm gonna get up at this time, have breakfast at this time, I need to be out of the house at this time, go to work at this time. Teemo does all that for you, and it like lays it out in such a good, awesome manner. I'll leave a link for Teemo in the description below, because it's super important that you check that out, because it's one of the apps that I think really helps organize my day. It's specifically designed for people with autism and ADHD. But among those, I definitely use my iPad and my iPhone and my Apple Watch to make sure that I do everything, you know, from taking my pills to going out at the right time, to make sure I eat, make sure I drink water, do all those things that I'll forget because I get so engrossed in my life, you know, just focusing on stuff, because people on the autism spectrum, as you know, get super involved and like just focus on things, and then they focus on those things and they kind of like hook onto those things. And then they, you know, for instance, I used to be up all night like researching aliens and stuff, and then I'd forget and I'd like fall asleep on my desk and I'd forget to eat, you know, I've done that a few times. So it's nice to have technology to back you up, to let you kind of like kick you into shape to make sure you do those things. That's super awesome. Okay, so number three is don't be afraid to say no. Now, growing up, I used to be really, kind of say, having social anxiety, I used to be really pressured, my friends being like, oh, let's go to this gig and watch this band, or let's go to this, you know, the city and grab a burger or whatever. And I would always be like really worried about going to city centers and stuff because I get super bad anxiety from those places. And so I'd always say like, oh no, I can't actually, I'm doing something else. And I was kind of not being honest, saying like, you know, I didn't want them to think that I was just saying no because I'm a grumpy, miserable party pooper. But at the end of the day, you've got to take care of your mental health and your mental well-being. So don't be afraid to say no. What I wish I would have told myself back then is just be honest, say no, I don't want to do it. You know, if they're real friends, they're true friends, then they'll just go, okay, that's fine, I'll just, you know, we'll just do something else another time. And that should be how it is. So definitely don't be afraid to say no. That's super important. Okay, so number four is vitally important, and that is don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. So a lot of people don't reach out to their friends if they're having a bad time or they're having like some kind of issue. It could be a mental health issue, it could be a meltdown, it could be autism related issue. People don't tend to reach out and ask for help when they need it because they feel like it's showing like a weakness or it's showing like a vulnerability. And I get it, I get why you wouldn't want to, but at the end of the day, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved, and that is definitely what happens when you reach out for help, especially to your friends or your family members. So always reach out for, if you feel like there's something going on, it feels like there's, you know, you're not having a good time, reach out to somebody and express that, because it's definitely gonna save you. It's gonna save you a bunch of time and it's gonna be super awesome for you, because yeah, you're just gonna feel so much better having like somebody else to help you through that issue. And number five is access support. Now, one of the things that I didn't do straight away was access support. And what I mean by this is accessing support mechanisms that were available to me on the internet. Like I couldn't, you know, those websites, that forums I can go to talk to people about it. I could access counseling through my local health board. I could access, you know, psychological intervention and other types of therapies, but I didn't do those straight away, but I wish I did. So my hack would be to access support straight away. Okay, so number six, this is a really cool one. This is try the sensory diet for sensory processing disorder. So autism comes with a bunch of sensory issues, which is called sensory processing disorder or SPD. Now, there is a thing that I work on with my occupational therapist, which is the sensory diet, which is where you do some stuff to, it's like exercises that you do to, it's called a diet, but it's not a food-related diet, it's a physical diet. So it's called the sensory diet because you do physical things to get proprioception working in your body, which helps with sensory processing disorder. I'm actually going to do a week on the sensory processing diet, the week on the sensory diet, to show you guys the difference before and after and what it's like and document that. And if you're interested in that, please give the video a thumbs up so I know that you guys are stoked about it, and I will alert you when it's out by, you've already hit the notification bell, so you'll know when that video is out, but it's going to be out maybe two videos after this one, but it's definitely coming. But definitely try it out, the sensory diet, you know, making sure that you are doing exercises like in the morning, like light exercises, go for a shower or go for a run, and then like do some like wall press ups, and then do some kind of like small lifting, even if it's just two tins of beans or something, you know. It's ways of engaging your muscles on that deep kind of level on proprioception to kind of wake your body and stimulate it so that the senses become a bit more alert. It's very, very interesting and it's fascinating. I actually did a video all about that, and I'll try and leave that in a link above here as well. Okay, number seven is organize your home or where you live, like if it's your room or if it's like you're renting a room from somebody, or if you live at home with your parents. Your space needs to be clean and tidy. I'm terrible at like trying to keep things like in a certain order, so I always ask for help when I do that. But when you have a clean home, it's a happy home. It helps, a clean environment helps you clean your mind and it helps lower anxiety, which is very, very much accustomed to people on the autism spectrum. And this is key to making sure that you keep it real. Clean everything, keep everything nice and tidy, and a tidy home will make you, oh my goodness, just do wonders for your mental health. It's gonna be amazing. Number eight is exercising. Now, exercising, I don't mean, you know, go to the gym and like deadlift six cars, you know? I'm talking about like going for a walk for half an hour, maybe going for a jog if you're into it, riding a bike, going on a treadmill, literally just walking to town and back. exercise is amazing. It's amazing for the body, but it's also amazing for the mind, and it keeps you kind of active. Also, walking could be part of your sensory diet, so you could actually chuck that into there if you wanted to do that. And the idea of having a exercise in there is because exercise is really good for your body in multiple ways. So I highly recommend putting exercise into your kind of like daily planner, because it's so important. Okay, and number nine, this is the most important one. Take time to chill and relax. One of the things that I didn't do for ages, I never chilled, I never relaxed. I was always just go, 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 go. I took the time to chill, took the time to relax, took the time for myself. That was groundbreaking, and it actually just changed the way I interacted with myself at times, because I was like just so hell-bent on trying to research stuff and do like 1,000 things at once, and I like doing those things, but you also need to relax the brain and watch like a Netflix of a documentary or a movie you like, or play games and stuff, the stuff that you like. That's important. Remember to take time to do those things. Guys, if you have anything to add to this, pop it in a comment down below. I'd love to know your take on this stuff. If you have anything to add to like the ultimate list, I'm trying to, you know, help other people here. So if you want to help somebody by popping in a comment, that'd be awesome. Also, if you're new around here, remember to subscribe, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.